Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Hurry, hurry. Yeah.
Welcome to the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo and Brother Dennis live. This is our weekly broadcast, our Thursday night, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, weekly live program on Thursday nights where we talk about relationships. And we are blessed to have this opportunity to take on these different topics that deal with trials and tribulations in relationships and that may come up in a relationship and talk about the causes and effects and also at the same time receive some spiritual enlightenment surrounding the issues. So like always, we look forward to your calls and comments. So if you want to join us live, just call 347-838-9106. Again, that number is 347-838-9106. And before the end of the program, we'll try to get your call in. But we do want you to call and join us in this conversation. Our theme scripture comes from Hosea 4 and 6, my people perish from a lack of knowledge. And we know that's talking about a lack of knowledge of who God is and who God is to us, his people. And so Brother Dennis and I will be carrying you through the program on this evening, and we will look to have a very, very good time with high energy. Brother Dennis, you walking with me right here? Okay. Well, he'll be joining us a little bit later. And hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can hear you now. So what do you think about the topic for tonight? I know you, having the topic of being obesity in relationships, we probably know of people, if we are not ourselves a little overweight, we know some people who can carry the tag obesity. What do you think about the topic tonight? You think this topic will help somebody tonight?
Oh, absolutely. I think that it will help somebody. I mean, that's what a lot of people do. They, you know, it's about the sex appeal sometimes, too. You know, I know love plays a big role, but, you know, I guess women and men like to have something to make your secret song. You know, or you got to ask yourself, would you like that when you first came into the relationship? So, you know, yeah, absolutely. I think this will help a lot of people, you know, and you know, I say call in. You know, maybe you can say something online that you probably can't tell your significant other, you know, or whatever. You can have mediators to kind of, you know, fill out the whole situation. So, you know, the number here, 347-838-9106. I want to hear it. I want to be a referee. Let's do it.
And you know what? You heard what Monique said. Monique said, embrace the fullness of a full-figured woman. She didn't say those words exact, but to give a summation of what she was saying, embrace a full-figured woman. And so is that the new name for obesity, full-figured? Men, a full-figured woman. And so I don't know. I want somebody to tell me. It's full-figured, the new word for obesity. So, you know, that's a conversation we can also have on tonight. Well, listen, we're going to be referring back to Monique's comments, Brother Dennis, throughout the show, just to pull some things that she said, because it talks directly to the topic for tonight, and I believe it's going to help us in our conversation as we go through the broadcast. So without further ado, man, are you ready?
I'm ready.
We're going to get right into the show. I'm excited about what we're about to talk about. I believe somebody through this information, hopefully and prayerfully, will be helped in their relationship, and prayerfully they'll call in and either give a testimony or just ask a question or just share. You know, one way we can get healed is through sharing, and sharing brings about therapy. And so once you share, open up, maybe some therapy can take place. So we're going to take a quick break and come right back, and we're going to get into this topic.
Tune in to the Dennis Live Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show, that is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westernworld1.com.
this
evening. And what do you think about that? What about the sexual part, and what about the physical part?
Hey, is it choppy? Do I sound choppy?
Not really.
Oh, do I sound okay?
Yeah, I can.
Okay. Well, again, I say, you know, it both kind of goes hand in hand, you know, unless you just like super old or something, you know, from what I'm guessing. You know, a lot of people love you for who you are. They love you for your heart. But sometimes you got to look at it, man. It all depends on when you're coming into the relationship. You know, when you come into the relationship and, you know, they like you for your looks. You know, and then you start
flipping. What about when you coming in a 10-piece, as the young people may say, or you coming in and the picture that you come in is the picture that the person wanted, but after 5 years, after 3 years, the picture that was brought into the relationship changes. What about that situation or that dynamic?
I think you need to see counseling, or you need to, if you can't go to your person and talk to them, I think you really need to say something. You know, I feel like people shouldn't be in something that, you know, if it's going to be tension every single day, man, and don't have that type of communication, say how you feel, and that person don't acknowledge it, then that means you really don't care. You got to really say something, man, to see how that person, how they would take to it, or, you know, to get that kind of feedback from your significant other, man, because just walking around the house and there's tension in the air, man, is not a good feeling. I don't care what type of situation you're in, you know, and then you feel like you're gaining weight. It's really going to be kind of, I guess, tight for you anyway. So,
right.
Yeah, I feel.
Why do you think that it's kind of taboo, or people are afraid, or, you know, we kind of go along to get along type of deal where, you know, well, I'm not going to say nothing about the weight issue because I know if I bring it up, they're going to think that you know, I'm not loving them, or that I think I'm better than them because I'm bringing up the weight issue. So, you know, I make little small comments by saying, you going to eat again, or, you know, let's try to eat something different, or, you know, listen, I didn't buy cake this time, I bought fruit, or, you know, what would make people kind of afraid to even address the issue of becoming overweight? And this is a serious thing. This, you know, this is not something that, you know, throughout the years, people just say, hey, you gaining too much weight, or, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of a subject that's like a hands-off subject, you know. You could talk about anything else. Don't talk about my weight. You know, don't ask me how much I weigh. If I weigh myself, don't be around so you can see what the scale is saying, or don't make a comment on my clothes being too tight, or I'm sensitive. Why are people afraid to say, you know what, boo, I think you, or darling, or honey, you know, I think we need to have a conversation about being healthy. Why don't people just come out and address the fact that their mate is gaining weight to the point where it's, you can put the obesity stamp on it?
I think that you feel like you hurt that person's feelings. You know, even if you do kind of change out the, you know, the eating habits or whatever without talking to them, and you just start changing up stuff, you know, swap out potato chips for the fruit, and all of a sudden don't even say nothing, then, you know, it's still like, you know, it's still a silent treatment. You know, that person's going to be asking, okay, it's Sunday. Especially they like watching sports. It's Sunday, man. Why yet? You know, I'm looking for the Doritos, and you changed it up with some pineapples. You know, trying to watch pineapples or eating pineapples and trying to watch a game. You know, I don't know how that will kind of, you know, go hand in hand. But if you have that talk with your significant other, like, okay, they say, well, you know, babe, you gained so much weight now, and I think that we should start figuring out, you know, a good diet plan, you know, just for health reasons. It'd be something totally different than, okay, you expect it coming. Okay, well, look, okay, well, at least I know Monday through Saturday I eat fruits, but on Sunday, can I at least have a half a bag of chips? You know, it could be the compromisation there. You know, you could compromise a little bit other than just, I'm going to just start changing up everything and I don't care if you like it or not. Or I'm not going to say nothing to you and I'm just going to do it. You know, it's the communication line. You know, and then if that person just gets strictly off the, you know, just the scale overweight, and that person's doing whatever they're doing to you and not saying nothing to you, but just start treating you differently, like in a negative way, the other person that's the obese person needs to stand up and say something. It's still go communication. If you can't communicate this with the relationship, then yeah, it's going to be a solid killer. You're going to be, because you're not right. Saying nothing.
Right. Yeah. But what if you do say something? And I had somebody post on Facebook around the topic, and she made the comment that in general, everybody come in with something. So if her issue was weight, then she was saying that what about the other issues of, you know, taking care of this person if they're unemployed, or, you know, if that person got, you know, kids, you know, that isn't theirs, and they had to deal with that. So you might as well put up with my weight because I'm putting up with everything else. You know, or what about the person that takes the Monique stance? You know, love the full figuredness. You know, so even though you might make a comment or a suggestion, will that person turn around and tell you, well, you gotta deal with it?
Well, then that at least that way you know where you're standing, you know what I'm saying? At least that way you know whether you can say I could deal with it or I can't deal with it. Because it's a two-way street. So I think that if that's still kind of cool, because that way, if you can't deal with it, at least that way that person opens up the door to say, okay, well, I'm going to be the way that I am. If you don't like it, then okay. So you have the option to deal with it or not.
Okay. So either way it go, the communication is the key, is what I'm hearing you say.
Mm-hmm.
So if once you start communicating, regardless of if it's a, you know, an agreement and a plan come about to try to work it out, or it's a, you know, deal with it or you know, hit the highway type of deal, it still kind of brings a realness to the relationship, I guess is what you're saying, to where people know what each other stand, and then they can make a decision from there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, is that easy, though? Because,
nope.
You know, like I know, you know, being in a relationship, especially if you're in it for an extended period of time, and love is involved, regardless of the weight of a person, if you're truly in love with that person, it's hard, even though you might be dissatisfied or you may have issue or take issue with the weight, it's hard just to walk away, or it should be hard just to walk away from somebody that you love. And so is it better, because you love them, to stay there, even if they say you just got to deal with it? Or should you say, you know what, love ain't going to be able to carry me through this thing, and so, you know, I'm going to go in a different direction?
I think that either way it go, it's a good decision, because why make yourself miserable if that person's not willing to change? Or when we talking about the way, from Monique's standpoint, she was already a big girl. So if you get into a relationship and you know this person was already a big person, I think you can stand on your grounds with saying, okay, well, you know, this is the way you came. This is the way I came with it. You know, you either deal with me or you don't deal with me. You see what I'm saying? So
right.
Coming off Monique's standpoint, then, you know, yeah, I can see it. You know, her making that bold statement, or, you know what I'm saying, or the other dude making that bold statement. Because if that person was already big and they thought they could handle it, then, yeah, stay with it. You know, or you still got that option. And then you would be the one that's kind of wrong, because you know that's how that person works.
So if you went, and I don't like using this example. I'm not going to use it. I was gonna say, if you know what you're getting, then you don't have right to complain about it later, basically is what you're saying. If you was at the club or at church, wherever you met your mate, and you saw the full package and you decided to get with that person, you can't turn around later and turn around and say, you know what, I'm not satisfied with your weight, when that's how they were when they got with them. It's basically what you're saying, right?
Basically, right.
So it's about communication. And then it's also, if that person is not willing to change, you still have options. Okay. And that's a big thing, willing to change. You know, that can tie directly into eating habits. You know, is that person willing to change eating habits for the sake of the relationship? You know, is that person, if they've been identified, this is male or female, this is not all on female, it's male or female. If one person say, you know what, it's like you done gained 75 pounds since we've been together, and I believe it's hindering our relationship, you know, what we going to do about this? You know, are you willing to change some things to get, and is that insensitive? I'm glad you brought up the communication point, because is that insensitive to say, when we got together, you was, what's the measurements they used to say a long time ago? Do you remember that 20, what was it? A pop bottle they used to say a while back, figure, or hourglass figure, or was it 26, 38, or something they used to say, but When we got together, you was, you know, off the chain, but now you off the chain with the weight. Is it insensitive to say, you know, this is not what I initially got with, you know, and to save the relationship, you know, can you lose some weight? Is that insensitive to say?
Hmm.
I mean, because when we say communication, And I believe, Brother Dennis, that this is why we run into problems. An associate of mine once told me a long time ago, he said, I had said something. I was preaching, I had said something about weight, and we all need to eat healthier, and, you know, da-da-da-da. And so he came to me afterward and said, yeah, man, I wish my wife was here so she could have heard that. You know, we chuckled and laughed, or he chuckled and laughed. And I walked away saying, man, you know, maybe a conversation, a real conversation with his wife, maybe that dialogue can bring about some awareness that can bring about some healthier choices. And but maybe there are too many households that are faced with this issue, afraid to be real and say, you know what, we can't keep buying new clothes. You know, we can't keep buying new suits or new slacks or new skirts every 3 or 4 months. You know, to try to dress the new figure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's something wrong. And you ain't got to be disrespectful saying you better lose weight or else. You know, there are some people that'll say that, you know, if you don't lose no weight. You know, but, I mean, in a sensible way, a mature way, a loving way. We talked about agape love being from within and sharing from a selfless point of view. And so if you're sincerely honest and your motive is not reckless, but your motive is good, and you sincerely come to this person in an honest dialogue and say, listen, you know, I noticed that you put on some weight. And even before it get out of control, say, you know, I don't want it to get out of control. You know, we need to change some stuff right now because I don't want this to become an issue in our relationship. Wow. Can that be said without, you know, a backlash?
Yeah, it can. It can be said without a backlash. You know, it's how you approach it. I mean, you know, 90 times out of 90, that person know that they gaining weight.
Wow.
You know, so they on that. I'm not gonna say nothing. If you're not gonna say nothing. But
wow. The
person comes to you and say, hey, you know, we need to talk, and you feel it. It's almost like, okay, you knew it was coming, but you just didn't know when it was coming. And that's when you have the open opportunity to open up and say something. You know, take that time out to communicate. Because, like you said, man, when you really think about the topic, man, you know, I'm going to say the topic again. Is obesity a silent relationship killer? Yeah, it's going to kill that relationship if you don't say nothing and be truthful about it. If you don't say nothing at all, oh, yeah. You know, and it's not to the point to where it's, you know, if you are big and you knew that you're big, and, if you grow with somebody and you know that person was big, or I'm not gonna say big.
You're going in and out.
Okay. What about now? Is that
yeah.
Okay. You got the love handles or the voluptuous shape, or whatever. You know, I think that y'all need to sit down and have that talk. You know, because it will kill the relationship. Far as if you know, but you're not saying nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's my whole point in it. There's nothing wrong with a big person. You know what I'm saying? If you gain weight, or you're a big boned person, or anything of that nature, there's nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? That, you know, if it was, God would never made a person to be obese. Or honestly, what do you consider obese? In a person's eyes. You see what I'm saying? So it's all about the person that's, you know, the eye of the beholder. How do they feel about you being overweight, or how do you feel about a person being overweight at the same time? If you're with them in a relationship, the whole thing is communication is what's going to either open up the doors or it's going to kill it. Because like you said, again, with the topic, Is it a silent relationship killer? Yeah. Yes, it is. You know, it could be stopped. Go ahead.
And you know, and then you have those who use it are looking for an excuse to step out on their mate, and then use that. Justify it in their head that, okay, because this person has gained this much weight and they know they gained this much weight and they're not doing nothing about it, and this other person been giving conversation, been flirting, and they, you know, look the way I want the person to look. And so, you know, because I'm frustrated or because I'm mad with the fact that my mate has gained this weight, I have justified in my head, or some people have justified in their head, that it's okay because of the selfishness, and they probably think of it as selfishness because their mate know they're gaining weight, going out here buying bigger and bigger clothes, and they're not doing nothing about it, thinking that it's, you know, it's okay. And I'm too afraid to say something about it, so I keep it on the inside until frustration builds into anger, and then anger builds into, you know, needing an outlet. And so out of anger, that weight has come into the relationship, they step out and go get with somebody else. What do you think about that? Is it okay to justify?
Well, I think that, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Go, would you ask me that question, or would you just state me that?
I was just saying in general, is it okay to justify cheating because your mate has gained some weight?
I don't think so, but I want to hear what other people got to say.
Wow. Because somebody might have a different opinion, saying, you know what, you can say what you want to say, but I'm the person looking at this person when they're getting out the shower. I'm the person looking at this person as they try to put these jeans on. I'm the person listening to this person as they're struggling coming up the stairs. I'm the person, you know, arguing with this person because they never want to go nowhere. I'm the person that's dealing with the frustration of, you know, can't go to a party or can't go nowhere where there's food because they're going to eat up all the food. They're going to embarrass me. And all of that anger, in their mind, justifies going out here getting that, you know, and you know, we wasn't saved all of our lives, Brother Dennis, and, you know, we used to be out there and going to clubs and things of that nature, and you would see all these married people come through. Now, it's nothing with men. It's nothing coming down on married people going out to socialize. I tell people all the time, a club is just a building where music is played. The sin comes in the individual. And the individual who has in their heart lust, who has in their heart greed, who has in their heart murder, who has in their heart sinful behaviors, that's where the sin come in. The building, you can't put that on the building or the DJ. You put that unless the DJ has in his heart lust, greed, and all of that. But that's on the individual. So the place has nothing to do with it. So you would see people come to these clubs, and they may be married, but they're looking for something. You know, they're looking for something different. And some have come out to the club because they, you know, they'll tell you. Once they start drinking a little bit and get intoxicated again, you know, such and such and such and such, you know, put on 10 pounds in 1 week or 2 weeks, you know, and I just can't deal with it. I need to get away, or, you know, something to that effect. And so this has been an issue or a concern for years. And I believe the lack of communication, I'm glad you brought that up, Brother Dennis, communication. I believe the lack of communication has allowed the enemy to tear apart relationships. And so you will have people separate, verbally say that it's other issues, but on the inside they've been holding in the feeling. Not everybody, but you have some people that have been holding in, suppressing, if you will, their dissatisfaction with the weight that their mate has gained, and it turns them off. And like you say, the person who gained the weight know it, so it's almost like a selfishness where they know that they gained the weight, but they just not gonna do nothing about it. Wow, and that's an interesting viewpoint on this topic, Brother Dennis. And what I want to do, I want to go to a, I see we got callers calling in. I want to go to a commercial, and then I want to come back and see what the Bible has to say about the topic or the issue that we're talking about today. And then we're going to take some calls. We're going to get this round table going and have an open conversation. I think we ought to have an open conversation about this issue. HBO had a special on about how America is becoming obese. So this is not a one- or two-person issue. This is a nationwide issue. And they were showing how kids are becoming obese at an early age, more than ever, this new generation of kids, and how elderly people are becoming obese. And, of course, middle-aged people are becoming obese. And so this is a real issue. It's a sensitive topic. And weight, and especially for women more than men, is real sensitive. I mean, very, very sensitive. And how do we get past that to have an honest conversation about being overweight? So when we come back after this commercial, Brother Dennis, we're going to hear a couple of scriptures, and then from there we're going to go right to the phones, and let's get the round table going surrounding this particular topic.
Tune in to the Dennis Live Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show that is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westernworld1.com.
Oh, yeah. Are you connected? If so,
right, welcome back to the Relationship Hour, Pastor Mo and Brother Dennis live. We are talking about, is obesity a silent relationship killer? And so obesity is defined as the condition of being very fat or overweight. Now, that's the dictionary's definition of obesity. And we're asking the question for two areas. One, sexually, obesity has been linked to a decrease in libido, which is sexual desire, endurance, stamina, drive, and attraction. Physically, researchers suggest that obesity plays a role in decreased energy levels, low self-esteem, and decreased social participation. Don't want to go nowhere. Don't want to do nothing. So can a relationship survive a dysfunctional sex life? Does the lack of motivation matter? Is it better not to voice an issue or concern about being overweight just because it will start an argument? So Brother Dennis and I have kind of carried the show up, the program up to this point. We want to get to the calls. If you're listening by internet and you want to call in, you can dial us at 347-838-9106. That's 347-838-9106. And we want to hear what your comment is about this particular topic. It's very sensitive. This is a no judgment zone. But this is an issue. It's not. It hasn't just become an issue. It has been an issue. Before we went to break, we mentioned that HBO had done a series on obesity in America and how it has become an epidemic. It has become very critical in normal life. And if it has become critical in just everyday living, we know that relationships are a part of that. So it is a problem in relationships also. Brother Dennis said that we should be more open in our communication. We should be more honest with each other, regardless of how the end comes out to be. We should raise the conversation. If somebody has gained weight while in the relationship and it has caused some friction, the best way to stop the relationship from becoming on rocky roads is to maybe bring it up, to discuss it, to talk about it, to have a conversation around it. And if that person is willing to change, then you could possibly salvage the relationship because, if they're willing to change eating behaviors or eating patterns, maybe that would help. But if that person is unwilling to change, then at least you know where you stand and you can make a decision from there. Because one thing about it, the person, whoever is gaining the weight, know that they're gaining the weight. Their clothes is telling them that they're gaining the weight. And so it's not that there is a ignorance or a naiveness toward it, but they know, and the question is if you know, are you just comfortable with it, or is it an issue to the point to where you need to do something about it? Now, what's interesting is that the Bible speaks about this issue of overeating and being overweight. Two areas in the Bible I want to look at during this segment. One is in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 13. We have heard about the Ten Commandments, and so we want to look at the Ten Commandments. We want to look at the Sixth Commandment, which is, thou shalt not kill. understand. I know somebody's saying, what does that got to do with it? We'll get to that. And two, we want to look at Philippians 3, 17 through 21. And we want to see what Paul has to say. We know that he says that our bodies are temples, and it's the place where God should be able to dwell. And so, but that's not this particular passage. We're going to read how he was writing to the Philippians, asking them to kind of model their behavior after his, and not asking them to be like him, but he was trying to model his behavior to be more Christ-like, and he wanted their behavior to be more Christ-like. So I don't know if we have heard the reports or read statistics on how obesity can affect our bodies, but obesity has been linked to heart disease and stroke. Obesity has been linked to high blood pressure. Obesity has been linked to diabetes. Obesity has been linked to cancer. Obesity has been linked to gallbladder disease and gallstones. Obesity has also been linked to breathing problems and sleep apnea, and that's when a person stops breathing for a short episode during sleep. And it has also been linked to asthma. So you got heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, diabetes, cancer, gallbladder disease, gallstones, breathing problems, asthma. All of these, and this is a short list. From a physical, from a health standpoint, that diabetes has been linked to, and all of these researchers will support the comment that these lead to a slow death or a fast death, depending on your body, and depending on how that disease has attacked your body. And so the Bible says, thou shalt not kill. And when we read that, we thinking that God gave that command just talking about thou shalt not kill other people. No, he gave that command not only thou shalt not kill thy neighbor, but that also applies to us. We should not kill ourselves, nor our neighbor. We know that word neighbor is not the person next door. That's anybody. And so we should not kill anybody, and we should not kill ourselves. If obesity comes through, the dictionary says that it's a condition of being very fat or overweight. Usually, to be very fat and overweight, it comes through eating. It comes through satisfying a self-desire to consume. And it doesn't necessarily mean you're hungry. You're just eating just because. You're consuming food. And so when the Bible says in Exodus 20:13, thou shalt not kill, which is a commandment, and when we go against that commandment, we are in sin at that point. We know we're saved through grace now, through Jesus Christ, but going against those commandments is still sinning. And so when we're participating in killing ourselves, slowly or fastly, the Bible is teaching us that we're not doing what God intended us to do. God never intended us to eat ourselves to death. God provided food. He rained bread from heaven. He fed his people. But he didn't feed his people to kill themselves. And so Exodus 13 is the first verse I wanted to read to help us get perspective on how we should govern ourselves when it comes to obesity, because it is a killer. It's a human killer, not just a relationship killer. And then Philippians chapter 3, verses 17 through 21. I'm going to read that entire passage. And I want to read it. I gave the context to it. And I want to read this entire passage, and then we're going to pull out verse 18. It says, and I'm reading from the NIV version. It says, join with others in following my example. This is Paul. Brothers, and take note of those who live according to the pattern we gave you. For as I have often told you before, and now say again, even with tears, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their destiny is destruction. Their God, little g, is their stomach, and their glory is in their shame. Their mind is on earthly things, but our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power that enabled him to bring everything under his control will transform our lonely bodies so that we will be like his glorious body. I want to go back to verse 18. Verse 18 says, For as I have often told you before and now say again with tears, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Verse 19, I mean. Their destiny is destruction. Their God is their stomach, and their glory is in their shame. Their mind is on earthly things. I'm sorry, I wanted to pull out 19. Verse 19. Their destiny is destruction. Their God is their stomach. Now, somebody may be saying, what does that have to do with obesity? What Paul was saying to them is that there were people who placed things over God. They worshiped idol gods, and an idol god, you know, you can chisel an idol god, and they used to chisel them and make a picture and put them on the altar and have incense around an idol god, and they would sell idol gods. So if you wanted a god of fertility, you can go and buy some type of a wooden figure, and this wooden figure couldn't see, couldn't hear, couldn't feel, couldn't touch, couldn't speak, couldn't know, but you was praying, or they were praying to this idol god. And so they were putting things above the one and true God. And so Paul was saying, follow my example. He says, because not only in verse 19, not only is their mind on earthly things, but their stomachs is their God, with the little g. And so it's about self-satisfaction. And when it's about self-satisfaction, you can easily make things your God. We know money. People have made money their God. We know nowadays, electric technology is some people's God, and nowadays people have made clubs. The fact of going out to a club, being a social club, whatever, made that God. Anything that you put before God, and we know that the first commandment was that you should have no other God but God. And so the very first commandment, we serve a jealous God. And any time we can put anything, we give more time to it, we dedicate more to it than we do to God, we have made it our God. And so food, Again, going back to the HBO document on obesity in America, so many of us have made food a very important factor. Nowadays, if you talk to people, some people are eating all day long and don't know why. And so obesity is a problem. It's not only a problem for us today, but it's always been a problem. Obesity kills us or leads us to a slow death or a fast death, and it could make us make food our God. And now with television and commercials, every time you look around, there's a commercial on about food. You can't go 3 or 4 blocks without seeing a restaurant. And so the enemy, knowing that if they can make food our God, if he can make food more important, where we will spend money on it, we will worship it, we will go to the most expensive restaurant and buy a $75 plate. But when it comes to what we do and how we worship God, it's always at the lowest common denominator. We're going to give as minimal as possible. We can go to the movies and pay $10, I think it's $30 for a box of popcorn nowadays. And we go and spend all that, go to the movies, that it's a restaurant and a movie at the same time, and do all of that and give God the less or the least. Won't even go to church, won't even read the Bible, won't even tie it into his storehouse. And so Paul is saying that in verse 19, their destiny is destruction. Destiny means you headed somewhere. Where are you headed? Where are we headed? We could be headed to destruction because of our behavior, because of our weight. And so I just wanted to lift those two up. I didn't want to go too heavy into the study of those two verses, but it's more verses. I mentioned that Paul also said that our bodies are temples. And he was saying that in the context of sexual immorality. However, we can pull that out of that text, and just the bottom line is our bodies are temples. They should not be defiled, period. Be it sexually, be it with drugs and these chemicals, be it whatever thing that God didn't intend to be there, once that enters into it, it's defiled. And so we have to constantly pray and ask God to give us strength to move away from those things that are not of him, that will help us kill ourselves. There's another poll that says that black African American women are the leading carriers of HIV now. And so we know that once that's transmitted, that can kill off a whole race. And so that's killing through something that God ordained us to do from the beginning. He told us to be fruitful and multiply. Intimacy was there from the beginning with the animals as well as with Adam and Eve. It was supposed to be a normal, clean thing. And so it is not unspiritual to talk about sex in this context. I believe this is why we're running into so many problems, because we're not talking about all of the issues that we're going to face while we have to live in this world but not be of this world. We need to know and have healthy conversations around these topics. So as we continue with the discussion, we go into the lines. We got callers in. We're going to go in, and I want everybody to be honest tonight. We got to help somebody who might be in a relationship, who may be afraid to say something to their mate for whatever reason. Maybe afraid to say, listen, I'm not happy anymore. They might be holding up other concerns, masking the real concern that, you know, this person went from 170 pounds to 370 pounds. You know, how do you address that? And so we want to have an honest conversation, and then I'm going to share a little bit about my experience, my recent experience of joining the health club and what I found out, which I kind of already knew. But I found it out for the better and not for the word. So we're going to take a break, and after this break, we're going to come back, and we're going to have a round table about the discussion on tonight, dealing with, is obesity a silent relationship killer?
Tune in to the Dennis Live Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show. That is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westernworld1.com.
Relationship killer. We've already reviewed that it's a killer. and that, you know, it's been linked to heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, diabetes, cancer, gallbladder disease, gallstone, breathing problems, asthma, sleep apnea. We already know that it can become a god spiritually when we put food above anything else. And so Brother Dennis suggested that the one way we can tackle this is simply communicating. And so my question to him was, why is it hard to bring up the topic of weight gain? And he was saying, well, either way it goes, it's better to communicate it. If that person is willing to change, then it helps keep the relationship together. And if that person is not willing to change, then it lets you know where you stand, and you're able to make a decision at that point. And so now I want to bring in, we got a lot of callers tonight, and I praise God for all the callers who are supporting the broadcast on tonight. And we want to have a round table. And we want to have a round table about this discussion. I want you to be honest. And this is a no-judgment zone. We're seeking to help in the situation. We're seeking to be enlightened, somebody be encouraged, that we leave tonight having gained some information about what can be done, has been done, should be done around this topic. So I'm going to start with bringing people in first on the round table, and then we'll start the discussion. So first, I'm bringing in Brother Gerard is with us on tonight. Brother Gerard, you with us?
Oh, yes, I am.
Okay, praise God for you, man. I want to bring in this next caller. I got Sister Kristen here. Are you all with us, Sister Kristen?
Absolutely.
Praise God. Okay, then I want to bring this other person in. She don't know that I'm bringing her in right here, but Sister Trina, are you on with us right here?
Yes.
Sister Trina, can you hear me?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Hello.
Okay, we might be having technical difficulties. And then I want to bring in my favorite guys right here. I got Brother Justin. And Brother Justin, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, and then I you got Brother Aaron with you?
Yeah, he on it.
Okay. So I got everybody live. I got everybody's mic live. And I want to start with Brother Gerard. What do you think about this topic? Is obesity a silent relationship killer?
Well, it itself is a silent killer by itself. I almost don't need any help bringing you down by being obese. It's like you said, you made a great point of how connected it is to other illnesses like diabetes and high blood pressure and so forth, things of that nature. But when you're in a relationship or marriage, it's always good to do the best you can by keeping yourself up. In other words, in those, it just keeps the attraction alive between you and your mate. Because that's how they originally meet you. It don't mean that necessarily that those things are going to stay that way, because the woman, you know, when she's bringing life into the world, you know, she gains some weight, you know. And also when us guys, when we're working long hours and she don't go to the gym or play ball like we normally do, we going to gain weight, you know. And sometimes that can take your sexual attraction away if that's not what she's looking for, or even your performance, or even your endurance to even be romantic. You know, so you got to look at some of those things, because they will definitely kill the mood, the connection, the urge to move forward. Because if you don't like it the way you look naked, then what makes you think that she like to see you that way? If that's, you know, and things is coming on TV, you know, that can you know, it can her attention and his attention can go elsewhere, which is not good. You know, so.
Well, let me ask Kristen this, Sister Kristen. Let me ask you this: why is it so hard if, like Brother Dennis and Brother Gerard say, if you looking in a mirror, not you, I'm just saying, somebody looking in the mirror, and they're looking at themselves, and they know that, you know, something ain't right, but yet don't want to address the issue or don't want to, you know, try to do what they can to get the weight down. What is that?
First of all, this is just my opinion towards it. I mean, I could speak for myself. Now, you know, I came from this sickness, no stomach, no nothing, to gaining some weight. But since my confidence is so high, hey, love me or leave me, because I'm going to wear my battle scars with pride. That means the fat, the cellulite, the stretch marks, you name it. Now, if we would stop feeding our children from the time that they are born all this sugar, these kids can't miss something they never had. And I honestly, truly don't believe that everybody that is overweight got there by themselves. People do things for different reasons. They might be depressed. We know the food tastes good, but it's not good for us. I mean, come on. Half of these kids is running around here bigger than their mom and their daddy. Why? Because they feed them pop, they feed them sugar, they feed them candy. If you didn't do that, just like my daughter don't drink no pop, my daughter don't eat no candy, Simon would take it away from her just so she would grow up and not have the urge for that stuff. You know, a lot of people and a lot of women and a lot of men, when they start getting large, it's a self-conscious thing. You know what I'm saying? Some people might be cool with it because, hey, I'm not bashful. I don't give a damn who sees me naked. Hey, you ain't got the look. Turn your head, you know? But you know, it's a lot of sense as to why people do things. It could be depression. It could be that they lonely. It could be that, you know what I'm saying, the endorphins in our brain that's telling us go back to the refrigerator, go back, but you saying no, you know what I'm saying, you giving in to your own self. So at the same token, the person that has caused themselves that obesity, they did it to themselves. By the time they did it to themselves and they done got so high in weight, they done lost focus as to how they can get rid of it. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it takes somebody else to grab their hand and show them a whole different life, a whole different lifestyle outside of you eating a whole pack of cookies and ice creams and bonbons. You know what I'm saying? And show them they can go to the weight room and they can lose weight. Shit, take their asses out there for a walk with you. You know what I'm saying? That's one of the best exercises. I mean, people indulge in the stuff that they do for their own self-consciousness, but at the end of the day, I feel their pain because I know it's going to hurt a lot of people. Now, I have seen the total opposite happen where one woman, she was called a feeder. A feeder is a woman that feeds all day, every day long. She had a husband. Now, this is kind of formerly like a strange addiction that she wanted to gain up to 1,000 pounds. Hey, if she like it, I love it. You know what I'm saying? We not paying no price for her trying to feed herself till she get 1,000 pounds. I mean, you know, everybody has their own opinion on everything, but, you know, you could be big in some places and small in other places, and it could be a problem with that as well. Like, why does all the fat go to my booty? Or why does all the fat go to my titties? Shit, you can't stop eating, but it's going to go to them pieces.
Now, let me ask Justin and Brother Fudd. Listen, I know that you guys... I know that you guys are teenagers and young adults. And does weight make a difference in your relationship today?
You're repeating that, you're breaking up. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, so does weight even matter in your age group?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it does.
What was the question? I couldn't hear the question.
The question
does
is,
weight matter in our age group?
Well, of course.
I mean, okay, the people in my age group,
why
does
the skinny minis or the thick girls? See, you really not going to catch too much of a big girl, somebody little with a big person.
Hey.
I look at it like this. Like, if you fat now, like, you're going to, in our age, if you overweight or, you know, like that now, you're going to regret it when you, you know, hit that age. You know, you're going to wonder why you can't do stuff that other kids can't do. And the girls just thick now, they're going to end up the same way, saggy and, you know what I'm saying, overweight. And, you know, like, that's how I look at it. I mean, I don't know.
Well, wait a minute,
also,
though.
I got a picture, though. Like, the fast food joints, okay, salads now are $5 and cheeseburgers are $1. So people going to get that cheeseburger instead of that salad because they want to spend that $1 instead of that $5. Mm.
Valid point there, but check this out, though. I've seen skinny people not have good health. They just because they're skinny don't mean that they healthy. That don't
right,
mean that
true.
They ain't got the same. Hey, that don't mean that they ain't got the same breathing problems I got when I walk the block. That don't mean that they ain't got the same headaches I'm gonna get just because I overate. You see what I'm saying? If society, you know, society is so delicate towards the human race anyway. They, you know, you see these commercials and shit. These people just going out taking pictures of people's booties and fat stomachs and shit. You know what? Instead of y'all taking pictures about that stuff, you need to start preaching to these people or whatever it is, offering them some help. What's wrong with some people doing some charity work? You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, especially for the young adult, young teenagers. You know, you can get,
okay.
Listen,
you
okay, can get
that
picture.
I understand
pic,
what you're saying. I understand what you're saying about, you know what I'm saying, the skinny people too, but at this, like, we talking about, like, the overweight people now, though. But, now I do touch on the same subject with you. It is some, you know, some skinny people I know who got breathing problems. And it'd be some people that's too under-skinny, anorectic people, you know, like. And they still can't even do some things, you know what I mean? And it'd be some of the people who think they are skinny and think they fat. And, you know, that's the anorectic people, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, we're not talking about them right now. We're talking about the overweight people.
I understand your point. And to me, I think that every woman and every man is beautiful no matter what weight they have on them because each and every one of us is God's greatest creation. The
True.
Way we are then and now, and
True.
All you can do is accept it. All you can do is maybe voice your opinion because your advice don't mean shit. They're going to continue to do it, but real people and real friends stick around, and they don't just tell you one time or show you one time. They keep going until you get it right. A lot of people don't have a support system for anything, and a lot of them don't even think the same way as you or me, and they might not be as strong as you.
Hello?
And they might not even be as strong-minded as you and me. Like to say, okay, I need 6 ounces of meat, more vegetables, blah, 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 blah. We know what we're supposed to eat.
And on that, I mean, there's some good points here. And I think when we talk about the apple, was that a song, the apple bottom shape and when you talk, I think some of it also has to do with the image that is put out there on what an attractive person should look like, and some of the apple bottom type. I know that was a while back, but I'm just using it as an example of things that people see kind of plays on the psyche also. So let me ask you, Sister Trina, to come on and join us right here. What's your take on it when it comes to the topic that obesity is? And then I want to get back to Justin and Brother Aaron. When it comes to obesity being a silent relationship killer, and obesity has been linked to decreases in libido, which is sexual desire, endurance, stamina, drive, and attraction. Research has suggested obesity plays a role in decreases in energy level, self-esteem, and social participation. Can a relationship survive a dysfunctional sex life or the lack of motivation? Is it better just not to say nothing about obesity because it might start an argument? What's your view on that?
Well, Pastor Mo, I think it first starts with maturity. If that's something that you don't like, then that's something that should be brought to the table at the beginning. It shouldn't be something that, you know, once the male or female gain weight, then it's all, oh, my God, you shouldn't have done that. No, that should be brought to the table in the beginning, you know. And, couples just have to be honest with each other. The man needs to tell the woman, okay, look, you a certain size right now, but if you get bigger, that's something that I'm not attracted to, and that's something that I don't like. So I would appreciate it if you take good care of yourself, and she should say the same thing to him. And vice versa with the woman, she should say, look, I'm not attracted to big brothers, so if you start to get overweight, that could be something that, break up our relationship, because that's something that I'm not attracted to. Because, like with me, I'm not attracted to guys that sag. I think that's disgusting. But I'm not going to walk up to a guy, or if a guy approached me that's sagging, I'm not going to give him the time of day, because that's something that I'm not attracted to. So, men and women need to be honest in the beginning. They need to be honest in the beginning. And if they are married, like I stated online, if they are married, it's for better or for worse. That's just all to it. It's for better or for worse. And I think a lot of people have a problem with weight because they're worried about whatever somebody else have to say. It's a lot of skinny men, and it's a lot of skinny women that's secret chubby cases, when nobody's around and they're all up in the woman's face or they're all up in the man's face trying to be with them. But once they're around their friends, it's like, oh, no, I'm not with that person. But once the doors are closed, then they're all in their face and they're all this and all that. And so it's just, I think this world is just full of a bunch of hypocrites and bigots. It is what it is. A person is beautiful whether they're fat or skinny, tall or short. It is what it is. And if that's what you're not attracted to, then that needs to be said right at the beginning of the relationship. But people don't look at it like that. People nowadays is only looking at how quick can I get this person in fat. It's not all about feelings. It's not all about honesty. It's not about none of that. It's all about how quick can I get this person in the sack. And then when somebody say, somebody wants to say, oh, man, that's you right there, or you kicking it with something like that, man, or vice versa with the women, then that person wants to be ashamed and embarrassed when actually they're the hypocrite. They're the coward.
Amen.
Because they should stand up and be a man about it or stand up and be a woman about it and say, look, yeah, this is what I like, and so what? I love this person, and this is who I want to be with. And if you don't like it, you don't got to like it, but you're not going to disrespect her or you're not going to disrespect them. This is it is what it is. And so, it's just, I'm just saying, it's just all about honesty in the beginning. It's okay if people not to like heavy sex. It's okay, but be honest.
It's about
and all
honesty.
That other stuff. Yeah.
So it's about honesty, and it's about just being up front. With
you got
what
to.
You really want.
Okay. And all that other stuff will be avoided. Because I don't think a man or a woman should cheat on their spouse or cheat on their boyfriend or girlfriend because they told they gained weight. That's more expensive. That's something you already have in the back of your mind. That's something you already wanted to do from the get go anyway. But you're using weight as an excuse. Oh, okay. Oh, now you gained weight. I'm gonna cheat on you because I'm not attracted to that. You saw me gaining 5 pounds 2 weeks ago. You should have said something. Hey, wait. I see you gaining a little weight. Can you kind of ease up on that? Or just, if you don't want to hurt the person's feelings, just, it's ways to talk to a person. You could easily say to the person, okay, let's start working out. It's getting to be summer. You know, let's just start working out. Let's do this together. Let's do that together. Go places together. Be together. And, hey, if the person don't want to lose weight, then go your separate ways. But I think it's a waste of time to just cheat on that person. That, you know, that says a lot about your character. You know, if you're not man enough or woman enough to be honest and just go and just dog them out just because you were afraid to speak your mind and be mature about the situation, then that just says you're a coward. So you just got, it's just all about honesty.
Okay. And you know what I want to do? I want to play the clip that we played at the very beginning of the show, and then I want Brother Jeff and Aaron and Rod to come in and give me a comment on this.
So you've been talking about skinny girls on the cover of a magazine.
I'm a woman that can say if another woman is sexy or beautiful or attractive because you know what your eyes see. But when you look on a magazine, it's like, well, where is she? Where is she? They need real women on magazines. Now, I'm sick of it, Byron.
Yeah.
Now, okay. Let me make sure I'm together.
Yeah.
Now, listen here. Hugh Hefner, I know you are a fan of this show. I am sick of calling that office. You won't let me be a Playboy bunny. You won't let me come to the mansion. Now, listen here. If you want to sell more magazines than you've ever sold before in your life, you need a fat gal on the cover. Now, here's my pose for the cover of Playboy.
Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up, followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show that is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westernworld1.com.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. This has been the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo and Brother Dennis Live. We have a lively conversation around the topic, is obesity a silent relationship killer? And so we have had different feedback from different people. Sister Trina just said that, you know, if you like the package before, when you got with it, what you was getting yourself into, if you see something while in the relationship that is not sitting well with you, that you she agree with Brother Dennis, and you should communicate. Be honest, be open in your communications, and there's a tactful way of doing it. And then Sister Kristen pulled up a good point by saying that, you know, it's issues in a relationship don't necessarily mean because the weight is there. It could be a variety of reasons why. And then also alluding to the fact that the kids, which we talked about earlier, is their parents are feeding them different things that are leading to their overweightness. And so we have here we got Brother Justin and Brother Aaron on, and they were talking about, I asked a question, did it matter? Did weight matter in their age bracket, young adults, you know, teenagers? And they say, yeah, it does matter, because if they are thick right now, you know, 5 or 10 from now, that's going to, you know, keep going in that direction. And I think it's the word Brother Justin said. So we want to get back to the conversation. We got about 15 minutes left. And so I want to get back to Brother Justin and Brother Aaron and Brother Gerard. If you guys can go ahead and give us some more commentary on, does weight matter? You know, is it a silent relationship killer? So go ahead, Brother Justin.
Actually, yes, I think it is. Because right now, well, I can only speak for me. On my type, like, I feel as if I'm in a relationship with a person and she's starting to get fat, or I'm starting to not like something on her that's getting too big or too little, I'm going to speak up, and you gotta know how to say it to a person. You gotta motivate a person, because if you be like, "Girl, you getting too fat, I'm about to leave you. I'm looking for another girlfriend," that's a coward move. You wanna motivate a person to let them know, okay, well, I see I'm starting to gain a couple of pounds too. You know, it's about to get warm outside. You want to go start running? We can run together. We can go work out together. We can do things together. Which way you can motivate a person. And it's just how you tell a person. It's just because some people are insecure. They can be insecure about their weight.
Okay.
So
I think you had a good idea. You was like, yeah, let's go jog. Let's get warm outside. You know, that's is Brother Gerard, you wanna jump in right there, and then Brother Aaron?
Oh, absolutely. Brother Justin said something right on. I was leading to that. I just letting you know that, you know, couples go through some ups and downs, and nobody's perfect. People weight fluctuate, even the male. You know, I think a lot of the pressure be on the women, but you know, us guys, man, we get, you know, lazy too. We come walk around here with stomachs and stuff like that, and women don't like to see that either. So
true.
We can't be sitting telling these sisters that step their game up, you know, and we need to step our game up. So I think that, and it sets a set of point of fingers. It's all about love. If you love your queen, and if she loves her king, regardless of what your size is, it really don't really matter. But at the same time, if you know you're putting yourself in a dangerous situation where your blood pressure is getting high and your health is not in a great in a stable place, then you need to do something about it instead of eating yourself into a depression or a death, you know, or unhealthy situation. And I think a lot of times, you know, I think either the women or the guy can put themselves in situations thinking they can eat the issues away or not work out or not do anything, just, you know, let themselves go. And that's what you don't want to do. God gave us this body. That's one thing that God gave us, is this body. It's like life, the breath that God gives us. And how dare we let that temple, you know, wear away or not take care of it, not to be in shape. If you look in Africa, or you look in Jamaica, it's not one overweight person over there. Everybody else is overweight because they do all their field work. They they hunt their food. They do all their household stuff. They keep their house together. You know, everybody in shape. They take care of themselves because they don't overeat. You know, America, we the fattest country. You know what I'm saying? Especially, you know, a lot of these big cities and stuff like that. So we got to just watch what we eat, know what we're doing, love our spouse, and, you know, and if she's serious, if he or she's serious about getting themselves together, then that's something you need to do together. And if she went through a situation where, hey, if you like me, I love me, you know what I'm saying? But in a situation in sick, or, you're 40, 50, 60 pounds over, you know, your normal weight, then you need to do something about those things because you can be a better you. And who don't want a better you? You know what I'm saying? It's up to us.
Right.
Keep that temple right. God said, keep everything in order. And being out of shape is not in order.
Okay. Go ahead, Brother Gerard. Now, Brother Aaron and Sister Chris. Brother Aaron, I know you as a brother that you stay fit, you intact. Sister Trina said that silently there's some chubby chasers out there who like a woman of size, but they do it in secret. You want to comment on that? Then Sister Kristen, you come right behind him.
Yes, sir.
Well, I mean, I do stay fit and stuff like that, but see, me, I don't discriminate, though. Like, I mean, how I look at it is like, I don't discriminate. I feel as though, like, my age, I mean, yeah, I like thick, you know, females, but I like skinny ones too. But now, I'm not gonna lie, I don't like, you know what I'm saying, overweight females. But I mean, I don't say, oh well, I'm not gonna, you know what I'm saying, talk to you, or you can't be my friend because, you know, you overweight. I mean, you know, stuff happens, like. You know, I ain't the best of everybody, you know. So, a female might say, no, I can't talk to you because you're too black. Or, you know what I'm saying? That's just, you know, it can go different ways. And I mean, like how Justin and Gerard said it, like, it's just certain ways you got to tell your spouse, like, okay, well, babe, look, you know, we need to, let's go hit up the gym, or, you know, we got some free time. Let's, you know, so let's go walk around. You know, something like, let's go walk in the mall, something like that. You know, you can't just come out and say, ah, you getting saggy, or you need to stop eating French fries, or, you know, like, you gotta be cool with it.
Right.
That's what I look at.
you want to go up here right now?
What? What'd you say?
No, I was saying, Sister Kristen, you want to jump in, Kristen? You want to jump in right there?
Sure. All I got to say is self-preservation first. The outside is only a facade. I don't discriminate on nobody's outer appearance. It's what's in the inside of their heart that can make them look so fine. That's just like a pretty girl that's fine, like a pretty girl that's fine as hell, but as soon as she opens up her mouth, it makes her look ugly. And to everybody that's listening, if you choose to lose weight, don't do it for nobody else but yourself.
Right.
True.
Okay.
Well, like I said, you know what I'm saying, I don't discriminate. That's just like what Monique said, like, you know, fat girls keep you warm in the winter. Like, you know, it's pretty cold. You know? Yeah, if my heat go right out, I'll be hitting up on you.
Hey, this fat girl can't keep you hot in the winter time because I got the window open at zero below.
No, well, look, they keep you. Look, they
but
keep. They
I
keep
think
you,
with
keep
Monique said.
Look, check this
well,
out. This is what I say about chubby females. They keep you warm in the winter and they feed you in the summer.
Well, Monique, I think she says what people want to hear. I really don't believe that she really honestly believes that, because if she was so confident as she say she is, then she would not allow her marriage to be an open relationship. So all that stuff that she said and how women do this and women keep you warm, she's saying what she thinks people want to hear, because if she was really that confident and comfortable with her body, she wouldn't allow herself to be played like that. She would not allow her husband to go out and sleep with other women. So,
wow.
You know, she's fake to me. She's fake. She says what she wants. She thinks people want to hear. That's just, I don't agree with anything she said.
And you know what? When she made that comment, she still had her weight. But, you know, since then, she lost
She said that her husband was in the shower, and she said she was standing in the mirror admiring herself. Her husband said, "Hey, you're getting a little thick there. Can you lose the weight?" And she said, as soon as he said that, she instantly started working out real hard, mm-hmm. trying to please him. Yet he's not trying to please her, because if he was trying to please her, then he wouldn't be trying to go outside the relationship and find somebody else if he was already pleased with what he had at home.
Absolutely.
So for her to say, you know, for her to say all this, oh, yeah, you big girl, just, oh, well, whatever, Monique, because, you know, you're allowing yourself to be played like that. So you're teaching women, some, you know, women that don't got no sense. She's teaching women that don't got no sense, okay, it's okay to be with a guy that and be in an open relationship and allow him to go out there and sleep with whoever and bring all that nastiness back home and put it in my bed. Absolutely not. So you have to be a woman, either you, man or woman, you have to be confident in yourself to love who you are and to love the person you are. If the person don't like you, then, oh, well, goodbye. But you have to love yourself first. And who's to say that when the woman loses the weight or when the man loses the weight, that they're going to stay in that relationship? They might say, goodbye.
True.
So you should appreciate it when I was sick. See you. Thank you for helping me lose the weight, but goodbye. I said,
amen.
Go, you know,
I wish my dad and my stepmom was on the phone when you just said that. Because my stepmama got surgery and lost weight for my daddy, and he still be running around doing what he doing.
Ooh.
And you know what?
But it's always we always say, oh, yeah. Well, if you didn't do this, you didn't do that, then, you know, we will leave this person, but it's not as always as it's easy. It's not always easy as it's said. Because if you love somebody, if you love somebody and they tell you like, oh, baby, you starting to get a little, you know, starting your tummy starting to get a little bit big. You may take that as like an insult. You may take that like, oh, well, I need to start looking good for my baby. I'm going to the gym. But we all do that because it's for the love. It's for the love of that person that you have for that person.
And how come the man or woman just can't start cooking healthy? You know, how can, you know, the man or woman see, you know, the woman see her husband's stomach getting big, or the man see his wife's stomach getting big? How come they can't go to the store and say, okay, let's eat baked chicken and this and this and that. Just change up the cooking habits. And, you know, because I don't believe in ultimatums, you know. Things that can be done without causing someone to be hurt. If it's, like,
true.
I said, if they see the weight coming on, just, you know, just come together. If they are, about we just, you know, let I want to start eating healthy, so let you know, let's start eating baked chicken instead of fried chicken. You know, let's yeah. support our something.
That's
you know.
What I'd say. If I was in a relationship and, you know, my female started getting fat and we got kids, whatever, and they kids want cheeseburger and pizza for dinner, and my wife asked me what I want, we going to Olive Garden. That's what we going to.
I heard that.
We ain't going to no McDonald's, no Burger King. We going to Olive Garden.
But still, but then again, you may not feel like spending all that money at Olive Garden when you got McDonald's right up the street and they murders 99 cents.
I'd rather spend that $10 for that little salad than see my wife get fat, my kids get obese and don't want to do nothing. Which one are you going
to
do? Hey, well, I'm
going to do it. It depends. It's all about the person, though.
I'd rather be broke with a happy family than fat and rich. That's how I look at it.
Now, you tweaking. Look at Rick Ross. He got the luxury right now. He own parts of Wingstop. You would love to trade with Rick Ross right now, wouldn't you?
No.
Come on now.
Man, now look, we do a concert together and he get too turned up and knock me off the stage. No, I'm good.
Now, look, let me say this. We have had and are having a good conversation, but we somebody ain't joined us all night long and we got about 5 minutes left. I want to get Brother Dennis in here. And Brother Dennis, give us, you know, kind of give us something on what you've heard thus far by way of obesity being a killer. I want to get you in before the end of the show.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can.
Okay, I don't want to be choppy. Well, from what I'm hearing, just to sum it down a little bit, I hear that fat is whack, too skinny with a crack, breaking backs, some people want to have a happy family, then to be fat and obese. Some people want to go to McDonald's because it's cheaper, the keeper. Now, I'm trying to figure all these things out, man. That's just all these things is going on in my head. So, overall, I think that everybody, you know, everybody got their points. It breaks down to how we was, what we were discussing ourselves earlier in the show. What we talking about, it's really up person on how they feel about that other person, you know, instead of easing it in, had a conversation. I mean, I like the way that Justin broke it down, too. I like the way that Brother Gerard broke it down. I love the way Sister Trina broke it down. I definitely love the way that Sister Christian was real animated about the show. I love that, too. And Brother Aaron, everybody, man, they did their thing on their opinion. Now, to me, overall is, I don't see nothing wrong with, you know, if you big, teach your own. Like she said, them chubby chasers, then okay, cool. But don't come at the chubby chaser. The chubby chaser can't come at that person after, you know, they don't build their relationship with that person. Then all of a sudden, he's like, okay, you know, you was at 213, now you 217. You know, you can't be like that. You know, you gotta deal with what you got because that's what you asked for. Now, on the other hand, like Aaron. Aaron is in shape. You know, he wants somebody pretty much that's up to par with him. He, you know, it's a difference between being obese and thick, you know. And overall, man, like how Monique was, you know, so I understand Monique, they said the complications and everything was going on. But one thing we can say is when she was big, she was still confident. You know, she had a lot of confidence. That's what Trina that she hit on that was dead on. You got confidence, it shouldn't even matter what you are. You know, if you have enough confidence to build what you build as far as in your body, then a person should have enough confidence to have that conversation. So that's another thing, too, confidence with the conversation, you know, to make that communication. That's the only way we're going to be able to do it. So we got three things, Pastor: confidence, communication, and conversation. That's how you kill the relationship.
Okay. And you know what, Brother Dennis, I echo what you said about Sister Kristen and Brother Justin and Brother Aaron and Brother and Sister Trina and Brother Gerard. When it comes to a relationship, and when we get into relationships, usually there's some reason why we get into it. We might meet somebody that got a good personality, and we decide to get into a relationship. We might meet somebody like Sister Kristen said that got a good heart. And I think nowadays we miss that. And I think that's what Paul was alluding to in the scriptures when he talked about good character. And he talked about, you know, worldly people love worldly things. And when you love worldly things and you in the world, you look past the heart. And in relationships, the heart is what matters. And so if one of the things we get with somebody for is the outward appearance, and we're not seeing past the frame, then we might be setting ourselves up for a letdown in the future, because as we get older, unless you're getting plastic surgery after plastic surgery after plastic surgery, the law of gravity is going to impact our bodies. And so what you see when I was 26, unless I'm just phenomenal, you're not going to see that at 46. Or what you see at 36, you're not going to see at 56. It's going to change. And so you have to change with it. So this is a good conversation, man. I thank everybody for calling in tonight. Brother Justin, Brother Aaron, Sister Kristen, Sister Trina. This was really, really good. And I'm praying that somebody that listened in heard the real. You know, there are chubby chasers out there. There are people who are secretly, you know, wanting to be with somebody that would be considered thick or, you know, plus size, but when they're with their friends. And that can apply also in the relationship. You know, do people not want to be seen in restaurants with you because you've gained more weight, or, you know, do they want you to go off by yourself shopping and they don't want to be shopping with you? Or, you know, it could be a whole lot of different things that take place when the open communication is not there, when a conversation is not there, you know, an honest dialogue is not there. Absent an honest dialogue, you're going to have secrecy. You're going to have, you know, where you be frustrated about a situation, you just don't say nothing. You know, and one good thing about Justin and Brother Aaron is that they're young enough now where they can freely say that. You know, they can freely say to their other, you know, their girlfriend, you know, listen, we need to make a change. I'm noticing that, you know, you're gaining too much weight. And that's, I don't want that, you know. And so they're young enough. But when you get older, you know, we still need to have an honest, sincere conversation and say, listen, you know, I don't want this to be an issue, so let's address it. Listen, thank you, everybody, for calling in and being courteous to everybody else and letting them freely communicate. We're right back here every Thursday on the Western World One Network. Every Thursday, every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Wednesday is the conversation with Brother Case. Thursday is the relationship hour. Friday is Thank God for Hip Hop with Brother Dennis and Brother Case. And then Saturday is a variety of topics with Brother Dennis and his guests. So thank you, everybody, and God bless.